I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Motor Mouth Podcast. A little bit of a special one, an extra one thrown in this week because we had some news this week. Something happened, Tom. Something happened in the news in sport
something
this week.
Happened.
And I'm not sure what it could be.
We're in recession now, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, energy bills are going down, actually, I read this morning. So that's good news.
You know what? Cost of living, interest rates as well. Interest still rates. Got. Harry, can you think of anything?
There was a drain that came loose in testing. So, you know, that happens.
That's a thing.
Did we do Hamilton went to Ferrari? That was a thing as well. That happened.
Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah. Well, you're clearly too humble to say it. But Harry is apparently now a celebrity. I feel honest.
He was late for this call.
He was late. He was 2 minutes late.
I was brushing my teeth. Oral hygiene is of my one of my highest priorities.
Come on then, tell us the news.
Okay. So yes, hi guys. Great to be on the show. Long time listener. So I am going to be doing some of the commentary, the lead commentary for Sky this year for the F1, which is a bit crazy. I'm doing three races. Imola, Austria, and Baku. It's all a bit mental, really. So, you know, I got 400 followers off the back of it just yesterday on Twitter, which I thought was quite cool. And I felt mega famous. So, yeah. I'm catching up to you, Tom.
And this will be the... won't this be the first time that Crofty's not been doing lead commentary for how many years?
Fully? Sky got the rights in 2012. So... minimum, we're now 23, so over a decade for sure.
Yeah, it's big news.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I get it. 24 races is such a, I think we all feel it really. Like, it's so intense, and especially when you're traveling, you know, everyone just thinks it's, you just rock up on the weekend and you don't, and as a commentator, I think a lot of people underestimate the amount of work you actually have to do because it is all encompassing. You have to know everything all the time and be constantly talking. You've got to fill the air. And even if there's nothing going on, you know, people might be watching, we're recording this during preseason testing. And that's a hard gig. The guys out there who are doing testing, there is literally, because no one knows what's really happening on the track. So you've got to be constantly coming up with ideas and talking. So I get Crofty wants to miss a few.
Harry, you say a lot of work, right? How many notes are you bringing to a race? Like, what extent are you having to do your research beforehand? Just to let everyone know.
Well, I suppose you do like, well, it's the start of the season now, isn't it? So I'm doing like bulk research, which is, I have a big folder, which I do take with me, but obviously I'm not looking at that during the session. You can't read everything that's going on. But a lot of the things will be like, right, what's changed in the regulation? So I'll literally be reading the FIA technical and sporting regulations. And handily, they highlight whatever's changed
fun,
in
mate.
Red.
But you love that.
So yeah. It's a bit of a long process, but I've got to know because it might come up that we've got to talk about this thing's changed, or I've got to remind listeners what's happened. And so I'll be doing all the kind of bulk wider research, like, so who's left the FIA over the last few months, as well as obviously the Hamilton news, the Steiner news, making sure I'm on top of all that. Who's gone push rod? Who's gone pull rod? What the hell is a push rod? What the hell is a pull rod? And figuring out a way to try and explain that in a simple way. Because the main stuff I do is for BBC Radio 5 Live. And sometimes when you're on the main station, you'll get people who aren't F1 fans or who are not as nerdy about it, because they'll be listening just into sport in general. So if you'll end up talking about pushrod or even understeer and oversteer, you've got to have a simple way to try and just explain that to people. Even DRS, you know, constantly explaining what that is for somebody who's just tuned in, because they might hear DRS, but they might be massive cricket fans, and they're just like, well, hang on a minute, I thought that was a cricket term, not an F1 term. So then you're suddenly, you just got to be able to do that. So that's kind of the wider research. And then on for actual each race, I make my track map, because a lot of the races I've not actually been to in person. So just to make sure I try and like get the lay of the land ahead of time. Little stats and facts so I can fill the time when there's a red flag or if there's a safety car. I've got like some fun things to say that is just red flag filler. I'll do a lot on just red flag filler. Who's won the race over the last how many years it's been on the calendar, the latest news and talking points coming into that weekend. Just everything. It's all encompassing. And you'll say it's never finished. It's like revising for your GCSEs or whatever it might be, except the exam happens on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and then you just move on to another exam. So that's kind of how I would equate it to.
You must be super excited about all of this.
Yeah. I mean, I've known about it for a little while. I just wasn't really allowed to say anything. But so like, and it didn't feel real really until yesterday. So what, Thursday, the 22nd of February. So that was cool. I mean, it's now I'm like, right, okay. For my first races until Imola, so you know I've got a bit of a run up to it. I'll be doing all the other races for the BBC, so that's a good sort of you know, get myself entrenched for it. But I don't think it will feel real until I'm actually there doing it. And you know, I do get nervous. I still get nervous no matter what it is, that adrenaline rush. And this is a massive sort of platform, because it's not just the UK. It's the US, it's Australia, it's India, you know, and one wrong word and you will be
live slated. TV, mate.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I get to work with Karun Chandhok for two of them as the co-commentator, and Martin Brundle, which is going to be like insane. Because I grew up watching and listening to Martin Brundle on commentary, you know, and to be the guy that's suddenly alongside him. You know, I grew up watching Sky F1. I remember when the first ever race for Sky F1 was Australia 2012. And I remember getting up in the middle of the night to watch practice. And I would, because I'm a nerd about it, I listened to what like Simon Lazenby said and Crofty, what was his opening link. And then I would write my own opening link and then like rewind it and practice, that kind of thing. So that is a bit of it's quite a nice sort of full circle. But yeah, I'm quite proud of it. You know, but I've got to do the job now, you know, for like a racing driver. It's one thing to get the job, then you've got to do it.
Well, we're very proud of you, Harry Benjamin. You've done a terrific job to get to this point. And I'm never going to let people forget that you have ginormous feet.
No, thank you for tweeting that. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yeah, it got a few likes, actually. I was quite pleased with that. Excellent. I mean, you are the man with the biggest feet in motorsport. Mm-hmm. And you are certainly, as I tweeted, a world record holder in that respect. Nobody else who's ever commentated on Formula One has size 16 feet, ladies and gentlemen. It's all very impressive. But seriously, we are proud of you. All those years ago when we met and we started this podcast together, and then we've moved on to other businesses and other things, and all the hard graft you've put in over the years, from your Formula E days, shadowing Nicky Shields, through to present day, and all the things you've done in between, it's not happened by accident. You're here completely on merit, and we're very, very proud of you. So well done, Mr. Harry Benjamin. But this is not all. There is other news. You are appearing on our screens once again. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't time this. I didn't think they'd be literally day after the each other in terms of announcement. But Drive to Survive Netflix is out today. I mean, I'm such a small part in it. I'm one of the commentary voices along with Ben Edwards and Alex Jakes. So it was just cool to like, I had to audition for it and then get in a booth and then see how that show comes together. Like the edit job is insane. Like I cannot believe how they get 10 episodes together and then they've just finished. And then suddenly they, you know, they're out of testing right now for Bahrain filming again for season 7. So I get, you know, I'm in that. So there's a lot I spent 3 days over the last few months going into a studio in London and basically going episode by episode, voicing various lines. What happens essentially is we all voice the same lines. We give different versions of it, and then basically they just chop and change whoever says it in the final edit. But I've seen all 10 episodes already, so it's a good show. Obviously the Hamilton Ferrari thing is kind of, I don't want to give too much away yet for those who haven't seen it, but it does there's a good bit of allusion there even way before anything actually happened. And Gunther Steiner, of course, is another star of the show. And it's quite a dramatic ending actually for him. So I would definitely watch it all the way through.
Harry, just to give everyone an idea, like how many of the lines that you filmed and recorded were actually used in the finished piece? What percentage are we talking that actually makes the cut?
Of my actual personal voice.
Of everything you personally put into it.
Oh God, I think I'm the least used commentator probably.
You got to start small, Harry, all right? Work your way up.
So everyone thinks that the lines are like really scripted just based on what they film, but they do take a lot of it from real lines that are said. You know, I'll have to throw in the occasional contact or it's chaos in turn one. But, you know, I had to do a line that was actually said by Lawrence Barreto. And then there was Naomi Schiff who had said a line on the Sky broadcast. And then we would give our own versions of right. them in a more punditry style. But equally, then you'd also, you would have to kind of give different takes on each line. You know, a bit disappointed or a bit more energetic. Like I think I delivered one line, which was, Nick DeVries on a flying lap into turn one and he's in the wall. And that was my sort of like disappointed take. And they said they said it was great, but probably a bit too disappointing, a bit too judgmental. So had to change it slightly. And you've got to do it sort of as live because you'll have a script in front of you with all the lines. And then you'll have a screen which is showing the footage. And then a red light comes on when you're supposed to talk. And then you'll just give it your best shot. And then you'll just go script by script by script. I do about 5 or 6 scripts in a session across a few hours. And then you'd have somebody in your ear telling you, okay, great, let's move on. Or can we do that again? Or let's just pick that line up, that kind of thing. So that is a sort of behind the scenes little glimpse at it. But it's a hell of a thing to put together.
Yeah, it's all really cool. And again, well done. It really is lovely to see all this success. Now, the final thing before we knock off is to tell people about the karting. We've done absolutely sod all promotion about the karting day, which is very bad on our part. But we're once again holding a celebrity charity karting event at Wilton Mill, this time on the 30th of May. The three of us will be there and a host of content creators and celebrities and interesting people from the world of motorsport. And we'll once again be partnering with the Brain Tumor Charity, a charity very close to Harry's heart, and Movember as well, who we've worked with for the last couple of races. So really looking forward to that. We must get on with promoting it. So that's what we're doing here. Go to motormouthkartrace.com, book yourself a team. You can have up to 4 people in your team and we'll throw in a celebrity like Harry, who's obviously big time now. So he might well be in your team. That really was hilarious seeing Harry Benjamin fold into a cart.
No, I'm not getting in that cart again. I did one race and Max Chilton biffed me out of the way. So I had to, that was my retirement right there.
Well, you really are too tall for a cart. I mean, you folded in there.
I'm too heavy. Like 110 kilos ain't going around that track.
You're 110 kilos?
Well, that's kilograms, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I need to lose some weight, to be fair. But yeah, it's not.
I'm 84. Unit. Good Lord, I'm a midget.
Yeah.
Unit.
It's all muscle.
Harry.
It's all muscle, mate.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I'm off to the gym in a minute.
Harry, also, before we wrap up, I just want, maybe in like 30 seconds, can you describe to everyone listening the kind of commentator they should be expecting? You know, who what energy are you going to bring? Is it going to be Murray Walker-esque, Crofty-esque, Ben Edwards-esque? Like, where have you taken your inspiration? Where do you think you sit?
It's going to be Harry Benjamin.
I love that answer. Yes.
Look, I'll be honest. I always wanted to work in motorsport broadcasting. I always thought commentary wasn't probably going to be the thing I did, but lo and behold, here we are. And, what I like to bring sort of personality to it, and somebody who is a fan but is also engaged and knowledgeable, and that's what you'll get. Somebody who if I enjoy myself, then I hope everybody else will enjoy that as well. So that's what I'll bring.
Very good, very good. Well done to you. Good luck with it all, my friend. Well done,
Harry. Cheers, mate. Well done. Let's hope I don't get cancelled.
Yeah, don't get cancelled. Please don't get cancelled. We've had enough of that. No more cancellation. Don't say anything silly. And on that note, thank you for listening. Goodbye, everyone. See you on the next one.
See ya.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.